From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The debates over NATO spending that U.S. President Donald Trump ignited are paying off for countries on the alliance's eastern flank because the alliance has led to more defense spending by allies.
For years, presidents have been coming to these meetings and talked about the expense, the tremendous expense for the United States, and tremendous progress has been made. Everyone's agreed to substantially up their commitment.
At the contentious two-day summit that wrapped up Thursday, Mr. Trump intensified accusations that other nations in the 29-member alliance were not paying their fair share on defense. Mr. Trump said he expects member nations to spend at their 2% GDP level before increasing to 4%. If President Donald Trump imposes another round of tariffs on imported goods coming from China, American consumers will take a direct hit with higher prices on everyday purchases. The AP's Jackie Quinn has that story.
Topping the list, toilet paper, air conditioners, frozen tilapia filleted fish, even some of those red baseball caps that say, "Make America Great Again." So far, most people haven't directly felt the impact from the current trade disputes, but some economists are predicting if new tariffs are imposed on 6,000 products in September, higher prices will be in effect for the holiday shopping season. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
About 7,000 people are still in evacuation shelters after severe flooding and landslides last week in western Japan that caused at least 200 deaths. In addition, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe promised help to the region on Wednesday. This is VOA News. A British civilian diver who was among the group who found the 12 schoolboys and their soccer coach trapped in a flooded Thai cave complex returned home on Thursday.
We were very, very pleased. It worked out quite so well. So it worked out. The results speak for themselves.
Jonathan Valanthen said he and the other divers had been very relieved when they discovered the team and said their rescue was the result of successful cooperation between military and civilian divers and the Thai Navy. All 12 boys are recovering in the hospital, and health officials said the boys would spend at least a week in the hospital and around 30 days recovering at home. U.S. Republican lawmakers are expected to grill an FBI agent today about his political views and his role in the investigations into Hillary Clinton's email and potential coordination between Russia and President Donald Trump's then-campaign. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Peter Strzok's appearance before the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees will be his first public testimony since being removed from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team following the discovery of derogatory text messages about then-candidate Donald Trump. In prepared remarks obtained by the Associated Press, Strzok says he has never allowed personal opinions to infect his work. He says he did know information during the campaign that had the potential to damage Trump, but he says he never even contemplated leaking it. Strzok calls the focus on him misguided, saying it plays into our enemy's campaign to tear America apart. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Uganda's government will deploy military escorts and purchase armored trucks for each of its more than 400 lawmakers amid a heightened sense of insecurity in the East African country. Critics are blasting the decision as too expensive in a poor country that is considered one of Africa's more stable nations. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports that officials say despite the long-standing alliance between the United States and Britain, the president's itinerary will largely keep him out of central London.
Thousands of officers will be on duty as Donald Trump's visit is met by the biggest British police operation in years. Police from nearly every force have been called up for the president's arrival as demonstrators rally against his first trip to Britain. Trump is expected to avoid central London, where the bulk of the protests will take place, instead visiting Blenheim Palace in Oxfordshire, Chequers for talks with Prime Minister Theresa May, and Windsor Castle to meet the Queen. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Syrian activists and state media say rebels have agreed to surrender Deraa to government forces. That was the first city to revolt against President Bashar al-Assad with Arab Spring-inspired protests 7 years ago. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.